Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ohio State, Notre Dame, those third and short situations where Ohio State is 4th and 1, 3rd and short, 4th and 2, you get an extra effort on second down. The tight end set up a 4th and 1 by just having extra efforts. And you're able to run the ball in those short yardage situations, and you see Texas, dumbass toss play on second down. It's unbelievably bad. It's unbelievable. You blew the game. You blew the game right there. Sark. And so the internet.
He was not a great president.
The internet, which is great, and what they do, they love to dig up stuff. In the Red River shootout a couple years ago, Oklahoma or Texas had a 1st and goal at like the 1-yard line. And Sark rammed it right up the middle, like 2 straight plays, got, or maybe even 3 straight plays, and then tried to throw it on 4th down. Or no, they may have got stuffed on 4 straight run plays, but it was going all over the internet. It was like, look at Sark's goal line offense. It's awful. Just terrible. Terrible.
Gosh, you asked a question going into the break about like, you know, Niner fans, you're watching this, and I guess I have 2 questions for Niner fans. Like, seeing all the playoffs, what's the number one need for the Niners this offseason? Whether it's the draft, free agency, whatever. I think you would maybe subscribe to offensive line.
I need O-line, D-line, wherever it comes from.
Like, what's the separator between the teams that you're seeing right now in the playoffs and where the Niners are at?
It's the trenches.
And then I guess you were asking, if there's a player that you would, you know, move heaven and earth for, to move up for, who is that player?
Yeah, we could do that one a little later. Okay. Now that we're stuck on the playoffs and looking at these teams and looking at what we saw over the weekend, I want to know if Niner fans feel better about their prospects to compete for a Super Bowl next season. Because as a Niner fan, I felt good. I've said, wow, that's how Green Bay looked. Niners could beat Green Bay if they're healthy.
I think so.
And really, with Brandon Allen, the game was kind of close for a little bit. Then it got out of hand in the second half or whatnot because you didn't have the manpower. But I'm looking at Tampa Bay, and I'm saying, Mike Evans is great.
Yeah.
McMillan's going to be good. Bucky Irving is a hell of a back. Baker's really good. But you know what? You can hang with. They're not that much better than the Niners.
Well, you did beat them already this year.
You beat them, but Mike Evans, I understand, they weren't committed to Bucky Irving. Yeah, the Niners were hurt, no doubt. But watching with Dayton Daniels, how they add to that team, they're going to be a problem.
But they're a team that I really like to point out because I didn't see them taking this leap forward, right? I just didn't. And then Philadelphia and Washington give me a lot of hope. Philadelphia in one offseason just kind of retinkered everything they have in the back end of that defense, and then bringing in Saquon, and then boom, like an automatic jolt forward. Mm-hmm. And then Washington shows you, if you just get the right guys back in certain spots, you could take a quantum leap forward, and your fan base can feel hopeful. So I actually think that the Niners, you know, they're going to have
work to do. Don't you feel a lot better? After you just step away from the season.
But they have.
You let these, of course, they got to hit free agency.
If I just moved O-line to the side, I think you're on O-line. And I agree.
No, O-line. I'm on it. No, I need an opposite edge rusher, too.
Well, that's my number one.
And the scheme change.
I would agree, but I think upgrading personnel on defense is actually more important. I don't think you can have a garbage defense and advance in the playoffs.
You can't.
You just can't. You can't. We were garbage this year on D. It's okay. Niner fans, admit it. You were garbage this year on defense.
You know what, though? Sometimes your offense can be your best defense. Right now, I think Buffalo, right, their offense is so good that it alleviates some of the stress off their defense. So where the defense, hey, I just need a couple stops. We're going to go up 2 possessions, and that will in turn put pressure on these opposing teams that have to keep up with this. But I'm with you. Edge rusher, look, they go hand in hand. I'm not saying that leaps and bounds. I need offensive line over defensive line. If there's a stud edge rusher in the 1st round, I need to grab that guy away.
I'm going to make a statement here, and I said it to you guys in the thread last night. I did like a deep dive on all these pass rushers, and there's a lot of them that I like. Like, there's a lot of dudes I like. To me, the kid from Penn State feels miles above everyone else. I'm talking about Abdul Carter. And this is going to sound crazy because I know we've done this and it didn't work out in terms of trading up and it was for a quarterback. I get it. I know. And it's with a lot of risk. I would trade next year's first round pick to move up to go get Abdul Carter if I'm the Niners in a heartbeat. People are comping him to Micah Parsons as a clone, and I see it and I believe it. Whoa. This dude is a freak, and I think he would be the ultimate pairing alongside with Bosa. It dramatically changes your front seven. Like that.
Is D Ford all over again? By the way, some breaking news from Philadelphia. This doesn't make me feel good about my Super Bowl pick, but again, if Philadelphia doesn't win the Super Bowl, I'm all smiles.
What's the breaking
news? Kobe Dean. Out for the rest of the season. Torn patellar tendon in his knee. He's out for the playoffs. It's a horrible injury. You saw him. He's not walking well. He left the game, left the stadium on crutches, so he's out for the year. Philadelphia middle linebacker. N'Kobe Dean out of Georgia, out for the rest of the playoffs. It could be out for portions of next season.
Ugh.
So that's tough. But if there's an edge rusher, if I can't get Abdul Carter, because I'm with you, Abdul Carter is just, he flashes on tape. The first time I ever saw him play, I was like, okay, that's Chop Robinson. That's Micah Parsons. That's LeVar Arrington. He's the next great Penn State defensive end slash pass rusher. I'm not talking about Courtney Brown. I'm talking about LeVar Arrington. I'm talking about Chop Robinson and Micah Parsons.
He's Frank.
He gets off the snap so damn fast. Like on NCAA, he's a cheat code. He just hike it, sack, boom. You know what I'm saying? This guy's legit. There's no doubt. And I don't think the Niners are going to be able to get him. I don't. You're going to have to trade heaven and earth. But could you get Myles Garrett for that number 11 pick? And because Cleveland's going to have to do something here.
You saw Dan Orlovsky was suggesting this last week. A lot of people have suggested this. Cleveland is in full rebuild mode, and because of the Deshaun Watson money, they're kind of stuck in neutral.
Oh, the cap is a mess.
And Miles wants to play for a contender. I mean, I thought we got jobbed by ourselves when we won that stupid game down the stretch with Chip Kelly, and we basically cost ourselves Myles Garrett in the draft, and we ended up getting the second pick instead of the number one pick. This would right a wrong. Look, I would do it in a heartbeat. But can you afford it? This goes back to the quarterback. I don't know. I don't know if they can. I feel like this is where Parag, you want to earn your money? Finagle this cap so we can fit this in here.
This is a Parag specialty. This is a Parag specialty.
Osa and Myles Garrett.
And you switch the scheme up. So what are they going to do with defensive coordinator? I've heard nothing around... By the way, Tom Allen leaving Penn State to go be the DC at Clemson. He's going to go join Dabo Sweeney. But this draft, I just want to know from Niner fans, just, you know, because we're going to get into the draft all offseason. We're going to get into the names. The combine will pop up.
I'm so 40 deep times in it. Come I up.
Feel, oh, yeah.
I'm, I feel like I'm going down the rabbit hole.
It's refreshing because the last couple of years, you said this last week, we haven't paid attention to the draft. And the NFL draft is one of my favorite events of the year.
Me too.
I love the NFL draft. That's why I love college football, because you get to follow these players and watch them go from teenagers, little babies, to grown-ass men balling on Sundays. Like, I still remember, like, it was yesterday when Saquon Barkley had that crazy run in the Rose Bowl against USC. It's like, wow, who is that? Where's he going? That's Saquon Barkley, folks. You know what I'm saying?
And now he's dominating the NFL.
Now he's dominating. Derrick Henry in Alabama. He had torched Florida one year and torched Ellis. I'm thinking to myself, why isn't he going in the first round?
He wasn't even that great the first couple years.
But you know what? He started rolling.
I know for a lot, there's so many great running backs. To me, he's a top five running back for me. My personal list. I love him so much.
I think for 1 yard.
For your life? I love that game.
I think I'm going Derrick Henry. I'm going Derrick Henry.
There's an argument for Adrian Peterson.
Marshawn Lynch are okay. Yeah. Well, no doubt about that. I'm going Derrick Henry. He's that good. And he can break off the 99-yard run.
So awesome.
He's got speed. He's got everything.
So awesome.
Everything. But if I'm the Niners and there's a way to get Myles Garrett, sure. Maybe you do that.
Well, what about the reports over the weekend after the loss to the Chargers? Khalil Mack is a free agent, and he was basically saying that you know, he doesn't know if he's going to play in the NFL next year. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank, but it wouldn't cost you a draft pick. You'd obviously have to sign him. Now, the Chargers, I guess, could franchise him.
Yeah.
He's made a lot of money. He is long in the tooth. I don't know how much he has left. Does that intrigue you?
That does intrigue me. He's 33 years old. He's lost all five of the playoff games. He's never won a playoff game before.
Josh Jacobs still yet to win one as well.
Yep.
Man. Hate to see it.
The Raider way.
The hate Raider to
see way. It. I do hate him, Khalil Mack.
Yeah, yeah. He should have gone to the Bears. Yeah, he did great there. Yeah. He did great the Chargers.
No, as someone who watches that division,
they have enough money in escrow, Spadoni.
Hate to see it.
How much does he have left?
Well, let's look at his stats, Joe Shasky, as we pull this up together, because he's going to be 34 in February.
Okay.
He had 6 sacks this year. Not great. 2 forced fumbles in 2024. He has Joey Bosa on the other side. So their defense is good overall, but like, yeah, he's probably looking at like a team that's going to think about winning a Super Bowl next year.
Well, the season before he had 17 sacks, but didn't like 6 come against the
Raiders. I guess Aiden O'Connell like in week 1. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, he's going to get
don't
you.
Count.
He gets you around. He's still a threat. He's still a problem. If I could get him on a cheap deal, sure. But I need Dite. The Niners keep whiffing on it. Ever since D4 went down with the injury, that was the blueprint. Opposite of Bosa, give me the speed, and I got the power on the other side. And since then, that has been that position, whether it's Drake Jackson, Chase Young, Randy Gregory, Leonard Floyd, it just has not worked out well for the 49ers.
Like, I know the offensive line, and maybe even quarterback, like watching some of these quarterbacks, like I watched Josh Allen, and I'm just like, this guy is just on a whole other planet. So I understand being envious about that. The thing I'm most envious about is that the Niners, when they go on these deep runs, typically have an elite front 7. That is no longer the case. And I think that as I look around the NFL over the weekend and I'm watching all these games, the thing I keep coming back to is that I don't think our front 7 is anywhere near good enough currently to be able to be a factor in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that is the area I keep coming back to. And I go to edge rusher. I go to another linebacker, an off-ball linebacker. Like, they've got some work to do there. I think be done. But they've got a lot of work to do in that area. And that's the area for me as I watch these other teams where I feel like, yeah, we're not as good up front.
Well, I think that's where John Lynch comes into play. As a player in Tampa Bay, he knows what kept them in football games. Their defense, their front 7, their defensive line, their linebackers, their secondary played so well off each other. And it's not like they need a massive overhaul defensively. I got some good corners at Diablo Lenore and Renardo Green. I got a safety in Malik Mustafa where I could plug and play somewhere. It's going to knock the living snot out of somebody. Yeah. I have Fred Warner, all right? I have Fred Warner. It's easy to build around a Fred Warner who played most of the season with a fractured ankle and is a gladiator.
Even if he starts to slow down, Bobby Wagner's still making plays.
Right, he's still
like 20 years in the league.
Fred Warner could make up for some of the physical limitations that he may have in the future with his mind and his great IQ.
I agree.
He's seen everything.
Instincts.
And then you get Nick Bosa. And we're all down on Nick Bosa. Trust me, I am.
But he's still a good player.
But he's still a serviceable player who has the potential to be great. The other side, you got to do it, and you got to have something inside. The defensive tackles have to improve with the 49ers. And I hate going down that rabbit hole. I really don't want to see them draft defensive tackles. But you see Vita Vea. You see what's going on in Philadelphia with Jalen Carter. You see what's going on inside with Baltimore. You see what's going on inside with Ed Oliver and the Buffalo Bills. Look, you got to have some interior pressure. And you got to have guys who are going to be able to be stout against the run. DJ Jones is going to be a free agent. Can I bring him back to the Bay Area?
I would love that. I would love
DJ Jones still making plays.
I would love that. I do think, like, once we find out the number on Brock Purdy and when it hits the books, we'll have a better idea of how much they're going to be able to spend in free agency.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think it's a big, when I look at the draft, and I'm going back and forth here, but when I look at the draft, there's a lot of cornerbacks being taken in the first round, which is advantageous for the Niners because this is one of the first times in a long time I don't think we need a corner.
Nah, no doubt.
And so if all these corners go off the board and some of these quarterbacks go off the board, I think we're going to be sitting pretty if we don't end up trading the 11th pick. I think we got a lot of guys falling into our lap.
Now you have to hit on this edge rusher.
For sure.
Because if it's not Abdul Carter, you have to be sure. Like they hit on, I thought Drake Jackson would be a good pick. And he had that Pittsburgh game where he had 3 sacks and I'm like, finally Drake Jackson is coming in here.
I still like the player. I know.
Can you pull up his status, Drake Jackson? Because we saw him in training camp and he goes,
on the cart. Shasky, I hear on the Drake Jackson, there was a lot to like about him physically and how he could play.
He was athletic.
He was. He's very bendy, very mobile, but he just can't get on the field. 100%.
Just hurt like crazy. And we saw him at training camp. Me and B walk up and he's sitting on the cart.
Right.
And I'm talking to him. He's like, I'm just not there yet. I'll talk to you guys when I'm there. And I'm thinking, oh, he's only a couple days away.
What do you think
he
about
didn't
this?
Play a snap.
What do you think about this James Pierce Jr. guy from Tennessee?
It's intriguing. Similar to some of the guys that I like from A&M. Like
yeah.
There's a 1 year wonder status to yeah. it. And that is
now, Jack Sawyer. Is popping up the charts.
He's not bendy enough.
On NFL Draft Buzz, he's like number five.
I don't.
Could you imagine Nick Bosa slamming a table? Well, go get me Jack Sawyer.
When I see him wearing the 33 and yeah. being a white linebacker right. from Ohio State, I think of the
Andy Katchamoyer.
No, the other guy who was
James Laurinaitis.
Laurinaitis. Who's yeah. Legion of Doom. His
was
dad
he 33?
What?
James Laurinaitis was 33.
He was when he was on the Rams. So,
but I just remember all those white guys. It was Vrabel.
Yeah.
Then it was A.J. Hawk. He had Andy Katchamoyer. Remember him?
Andy Katchamoyer.
Katchamoyer was unbelievable. They had a bunch of dudes.
It's not do or die, but it's close for Ewers. Pressure comes. Sawyer knocked it up and picks it up. Jack Sawyer headed down the sidelines. Ohio State. Scoop and score and dagger from 82 yards.
Quinn Ewers. I saw that coming a mile. Yeah, Laurinaitis also right. wore 33.
Yeah, Laurinaitis wore 33.
Yeah, in Ohio State.
Yeah, he was. So
I love the
overhyped.
Legion of Doom, so I rooted right. for him.
No, I rooted for him too. But they've always had the white linebacker in Ohio State. Who's at number 44? JT from Ohio State, the defensive end. I'm intrigued with him as well. As maybe a day two pick. He's rated 12th all overall on some of these prospects here. But let's go to Rob and Sanbruno real quick. Because I don't think Rob is feeling better about the Niners. Rob, come on. I feel a lot better about the Niners moving forward. You watch these NFC teams. You watch these playoffs. A lot of mediocre football being played.
Oh, who cares?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole NFC West was mediocre, but the Niners were 1-5 in the mediocre NFC West. So that just tells you they're not good enough. Look, I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking at these defenses and these quarterbacks who can the read pass run option. We, you know, I don't think our defensive line is athletic enough to even stop that. Be honest with you. We're not athletic. We're not big in the middle. People seem to forget. When Cal got here, Ormstead and Buckner was already here. You had other guys that played roles in when we got to the end of the Super Bowl in 2019. A lot of them got them D linemen were already drafted. It was already here. Then was high picks. Buckner was a high pick. Ormstead was a high pick. So if we want to get back to doing what got us here, we got to invest in the defensive line, period. People say the offensive line. Me personally, I don't really care for the offensive line because they have shown you they're not going to draft a guard in the first round.
No.
Yeah. It's not happening.
I think they're going to go free agency on O-line. I think they're going to sign one of these guards. There's a lot of guards available.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that either. I'm not mad at that either. But who's your draft guy? Who's the guy you want to see the Niners draft? Who do you want to see him go up for, move up for? Who's your draft crush right now, Rob?
I don't really watch a lot of college football like I used to. But what I'm going to say, when we go off of need, I think if we're going to do anything, I hate to say it, but we got to do what made us good. We got to go back and get a stout player who can play inside, or we got to get a pass rusher.
Yep.
If we can't get one of those guys the first few picks, you know, I want Travis Hunter. I feel like with him, we put him at free safety. He can be the next Ed Reed, he can be a way better Jimmy Ward to what we had him playing, even safety position.
Well, he was very valuable.
He can play the slot. Yeah. He can play the slot. He can play outside. So that's my opinion. I want Travis Hunter, but if we can't get him, I think we need to go interior line because we got to be able to stop the run, then we got to get some athleticism. Well,
his favorite team too is the 49ers, Travis Hunter. He said that he goes, my favorite team, the 49ers.